Honolulu, May the 23rd.
Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse number 23. Evam Nivasata Tasya Evam Nivasata Tasya Rāgayānasya
History.
Vedi, Supa Goswami is citing how Krishna consciousness is powerful. That is the motive of meriting Ajami Buddha, in delivering Ajami. So here it is said, Evam Nivasatastasya Ravayana Satastuta. Everyone is Satastuta, his children. In one big economic professor, Professor Marshall, he says, I was a student of economics, the Marshall book. He says that economic development begins out of familiarity. Familiarity, that is the basis. That was his understanding, that nobody would work for livelihood unless he attached himself. That is his proposition. So here, he was attached to the family. Atat vihat sita sukata vikri. Material bondage is at the family of success. It is not that one has to give up this procedure. No, that is not. The Vedic civilization is so nice that you accept the platform which is suitable for you. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. The spiritual, these are called asrama. Asrama means where spiritual culture is practiced. That is called asrama. Perhaps you know this asrama word. Asrama means it is not a place for sensuality. It is a place for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is asrama. So, there are four asramas for your spiritual cultivation. Brahmachari, grihastha, grihastha is also asrama. That is also asrama. In the grihastha life is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness. It is all right. This is asrama. In grihastha asrama, then retire life, vanaprastha. Although grihastha asrama is allowed, but not all, for the only time. It is there to ask for the death, no. That is not allowed. After 58 years, 25 years to 50th year, the strong man spirit is there, the sex power is strong. So, this grihastha asrama is a concession for satisfying sex person. But not more than 50 years. Then you must be honest. That is the Vedic civilization. You accept grihastha asrama, up to 25th year, you remain a brahmachari. Learn from Guru how to become brahmachari. Guru Kul. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasan Dhanko. How to practice self-control. Self-control. A brahmachari is forbidden to see younger. Even the spiritual master, while he is young, sometimes spiritual master is considered as mother. Adho mata guru putni. There are second mothers. So, real mother, Adho mata, guru putni, the spiritual master's wife, she is also mother. Adho mata, guru putni, Brahmani, the wife of a Brahmana, his mother, actually every woman is mother. That is mother instance. Mahaprabhu Paradaris. Any woman who is not your wife, except your wife, every woman is to be considered as mother. This is education. The last level of education is defined by Chanakya Pandit. But who is Pandit Raja? So he does not say that one who has passed any PhD is to know. He doesn't say that. He says any person who has learned to see like this, what is that? Mahatrida Paradari is who? Everyone's wife should be considered Paradara, Paradara's wife. Mahatrida, Mahatrida. Therefore, the basic system is when we address another woman, mother, not as address. Mother, can I do this? Do you like this? The address to the mother. Practice. This is practice. The Brahmacharya is practice. He goes to every household that's right. Mother, give me some. Look at this child. If he's strong, from the very beginning of his life, that address all women as mother. That training and intermingling with everyone. Very, very different. That is Brahmachari. So Brahmachari is taught that how he should behave in society, what is the aim of life. That is Brahmachari. Mahaprabhupada Parva. For the nation of the world. And others' poverty just like garbage. Nobody goes. But I am saying, nowadays, garbage is also careful. I have seen in Hong Kong. One woman is finding out something valuable from the garbage. This is garbage. It is untouchable. But it still, people are trying to get something from the garbage. So downtrodden, this garbage. Mātumbhat paradāreṣu paradabdeṣu nostabhat ātavat paribhūteṣu. All other living entities think like yourself. That means your pains and pleasures, as you feel, you should take other pains and pleasures. Not that you protect yourself from one danger and you cut the throat of the poor animals. On the tree that it has no soul. This is not education. This is education. That whether the animal has soul or not soul is a concept, etc. But when life is on my throat, I cry, and he also cries. Why should I say that it has no soul and let me kill it? So that means he does not know how to see other living entities like this. Buddha philosophy is based on this. That whatever you feel, pray, you should not interfere to us. This is the education. Mahaprabhupada Paradari, who philosophy is lost to us. So, this is moral education. And in the Shastra, it is also said that there are 10 mothers. Adho Mata Guru Satni Brahmani Rajapatnika Jenu Dhasti Katha Prithi Shastra Iti Mata Vishnita. Real mother has Guru Satni, the wife of spiritual master, teacher, Adho Mata Guru Satni Brahmani, the wife of a Brahmana, and Rajapatnika, the queen, is still also mother.
rather Venu, cow. Venu Dhatri, lust. Venu Dhatri, Patavutri, as well as the earth. Earth is mother because they are giving us so many things. Fruits, flowers, grains, for all these things. Mother gives for these things. Cow gives us milk. This is sense. But if one becomes addicted to prostitute hunting, then he will be caught. That is the example. Then he will become thief, rascal, cheater, drunkard, and so on, so on, so on. Why? Only for maintaining the family. The family maintenance. The castle dogs they also do, the bars also do. But they do not do anything unnatural. The bar maintains its kingdom. Bring some food or something in the mouth and push into the mouth of the small pig. So that is natural. But why wants to take unfair means for maintaining family? This is culture. This is culture. So but nowadays they are manufactured. Necessity has no law. I require money, somehow or other, I must have it. Take me along, this means, that means, no. So even Nivasakrasta, Lalanayasa. Lalalaya-sastuta. So without understanding what is the duty of human being, this is his father. So we should not bother for maintaining our family and children till the time of death. No. Up to 25. A brahmachari is trained. To refrain from sex life. There is no mistake. Tell you. But if he is still not able, then he is allowed to accept grihastha life. There is no cheating, hypocrisy. Then I proclaim myself as brahmachari or sannyasi, and I secretly do all nonsense. This is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy life will not make one advance in spiritual life. That is the example given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His personal associate, you know, Chhota Haridas, Junior Haridas. He was a very nice singer. So he was singing in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, he went to make some rice from Sikimaiti's sister. And there was a young woman, and he lustfully saw him. That is sometimes special. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand that, just to tease us while he was kidding, he said, who brought this rice? Chaitanya. Ask him not to see me anymore. Finish. Everyone was surprised. What happened? Then, by inquiry, it was found that he blessfully saw one young woman. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so sweet that he rejected him from his estate. Then, that Vedic devotee requested him that he has come to understand. Excuse me, he is your servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, then you bring them, bring him back, you leave them, I am leaving this place. Oh, that's the, no, sir, we shall not raise this question anymore. So, when Chhota Haridas found it impossible to again go into the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he found it hopelessness. Then he went to Triveni and committed suicide. But this no one knows anything. Then sometimes after he inquired, somebody said, have you rejected him? Out of disappointment, he has committed suicide. Oh, that's nice. Let's see, how is it? That's nice. You never expect any sympathy. Oh, I rejected this person. And he has committed suicide. Huh. No, he said, oh, that's nice. That's all right. He said that. This is one thing. Another thing, Sivananda, one of his very exalted devotees, was taking care of all devotees who were coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to visit during Rasa Yatra. So his wife came and offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his senses, and he saw that the wife is pregnant. So immediately asked Sivananda, your wife is pregnant? Yes. All right. When you see his birth, he carries, he keeps his name like this. Now see, one man simply is caught with lusty desire to a young man who is rejected. And one man has his wife pregnant. He has only, that's all. So sex life is not forbidden in this moment. But hypocrisy is forbidden. They do become hypocrites, then there's no way. That is sexual morality. Dr. Haridas, he presented himself as a brahmachari and was looking after me on all that. There is he under, there is a hypocrisy, is it? And Sivananda said, you are Girastha, Girastha must have seen that, but he's not there. He said, yes, my remnants of those are to begin. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mumbai. So our request is, don't be hypocrite. There are four ashramas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Whichever ashrama is suitable for you, you accept. But sincere, don't be hypocrite. If you think that you want sex only to marry and remain like a gentleman, don't be hypocrite. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Did not like hypocrisy. Nobody likes. But for a person who is seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness movement, for him, sex life and material opulence is not very good. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. Param param jigimishu bhavu nishkinchanastha bhajaran mukhastha param param. Therefore, voluntary Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. He was very nicely situated in his family life. When he was family man, he married twice. One wife died, he married again. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us not to be dumb, but when he took sannyas, he was very, very strict. No man could come very near to him from distance. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So, they have to follow strictly the rules and regulations. If you are serious, then this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mumbai. Nishkinchanastha bhagavad bhajaron mukhastha parana parana jigimishu bhavusadarastha viṣeginām sandhya dasanam
lose it out. Ahanta, ahanta, misalosanata, jivata. So, well, did I mean that in this life, we shall face this material way of life, and material. That is real struggle for existence. Actually, everyone is trying. Material life means it is full of distress. Dukkhalam. Krishna says. So long you prolong this material way of life. That is called struggle for existence. The struggle for existence, as Bhagavad Gita teaches, this word is very common. But nobody knows what is that struggle for existence and what is the platform of becoming creatures. Nobody knows. It is we creatures. That if you remain in this material world, then struggle for existence will continue. And creatures means one who has come to this spiritual platform, he is fit to survive. But a survivor, who is going to survive? In him to say by cultivating health culture, being strong, and he will survive. Nobody will survive. So who will survive? Only Krishna conscious. If he is fit with his conscious, then he said, The Krishna conscious person who has perished, Krishna, nothing else. Perfect, that is it. This body also, this body is not permanent as a fact. But tattādi haṁ, after giving us this body, no material body. Spiritual body. Satchidānanda Vikra. So we should be very serious. We should not fall down from the standard of Vedic culture. If you are actually serious about stopping this, manasthasthāni indriyāni prakritisthāni person. This is terrible for us. In this material world, everyone is set to survive. But who is survive? That way, materialistic way of life will not help you to survive. There is prakriti manane, nature is so strong that you must die. And very strong, you may be very strong, that's all. You must. There is a, joking story that one man thought, how do I avoid death? Then a Hiranyakashipu. So he thought that the Yamaraj is the superintendent of death, he comes to death. So he has made such policy that he never comes to death. What is that policy? To bring some food as a meal over my body. And out of bad smell he will not come. So he began to smear a stool on his body at the time of death. This is going on. They are making body very stout and strong, because they will survive. Nobody will survive stuff, unless he is Krishna conscious. Thank you.